parents and my daddy waving at me.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
He still takes that old American flag and he hangs her up high. With a little itty bitty bit of rope and a whole lot of pride. Then he stands back waiting for the breeze to come so he can watch her colors fly. He takes that old American flag and he hangs her up high. Woo! He took that old American flag and he hung her up high.
That's Billy Kelly. I kept, as that song played, I was thinking, Lucy in Disguise. It kind of had that feel to it, didn't it? That's Billy Kelly, and it's actually a song from our collection of songs called That Old American Flag, its name. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger with live music coming up with Tom Hoffman and friends. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Coming down, came over me and you. You know there ain't none so blind as he who will not see. You know there ain't none so deaf as he who will not hear the song that freedom sings. Something had to give. Once winds of change start blowing, there's nothing you can do. Even if those changes mean an end to me and you. No, there ain't none so blind as he who will not see. You know there ain't none so deaf as he not hear the song that freedom sings. That mean we shouldn't even try. We'll be right back. hear the song that freedom sings.
Patrick Sylvest at the Saturday Light Brigade. Freedom Sings, another freedom song. Coming up in just a moment. And then we're just a few moments away from live music, as is our custom in our last hour here at SLB. Tom Hoffman is here along with Dave McLaughlin and William Cohen, guitar, fiddle, and mandolin, respectively, and they've got a great set list that I had a chance to take a look at, and some great music and conversation, and they'll be set up and ready to go shortly.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the June Summer Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
If you like what you're hearing, here is an idea. Go to slbradio.org, poke around the website a little bit. You could go to slbradio.org and click on catalog, and you'll find literally thousands. Ellis could tell us, he's behind me, but there are quite a few past programs that you can listen to and past features. You can also find how to listen online, and you could share that with somebody who you think would enjoy listening. SLBradio.org has a new look. It's easier to use than ever, and we hope you'll stop by. Billy Bragg now. And thereafter, we'll have Tom and Dave and William.
Come all good people and gather round. Let me tell you how it all went down when a bunch of libertarians came to town to build their own utopia. They had a certain certainty. Doubt never bothered them, no siree. They lived on logic and liberty in the green hills of New Hampshire. Live free or die trying. You might get eaten by a mountain lion. You're so good it's gonna leave you crying. So live free or try to live free. They took control of the situation, banned all the rules and regulations. There will be no more taxation in their vision of utopia. So no one came to mend the roads. Street lights faded and the library closed. And when the garbage overflowed, bears came sniffing round. Next thing, folks started losing their cats. Nothing in the garden but a fresh bear scat. There's a certain logic in acting like that when you're top of the food chain. to this affair. If you leave everything to laissez-faire, you may have to wrestle with a bear in the back streets of utopia. 'Cause freedom can look like something else, a place where everybody has to fend for themselves. Or pretty words trying to cover the smell of the stale stench of indifference. Living on logic sounds real good, but people never act the way you think that they should. Bears don't always shit in the wood, and freedom
Bragg at the Saturday Light Brigade with a tune called Freedom Doesn't Come Free from an album of his called The Million Things That Never Happened. I'm really happy to have these fellas here today. We'll talk about a couple upcoming gigs they have, and they've got a great set of music planned. They're a trio today. We have William Cohen on mandolin, Dave McLaughlin on fiddle, and Tom Hoffman on guitar and vocals. And here they are.
And a banjo, too.
Oh, there is a banjo there. I missed that.
There's a story behind that banjo. So I'm going to start off with a song that I learned from Michael Cooney. He's a great folk singer. He learned it from a little album put out by the B'nai B'rith in the 40s. It's called Little Songs on Big Subjects. And I looked for years for this album because I wanted to say, what a great name. And I mentioned it to William's wife, Susan, who used to be a librarian, and she found it in like 15 minutes. Anyway, this is a song. It's from that era when we were talking about, well, since we're all chemically the same, we should all get along. How'd that work out for you? Close your eyes and point your finger on the map, just let it linger any place you point your finger to. Someone with the same type blood as you. England, China, or Alaska, Mexico, or Madagascar, Indonesia, Ireland, or Peru. There's someone with the same type of blood as you. No type of blood is better. No type of blood is best. Each type of blood is just as good, not better than the rest. So in the mountains or in the valleys, rich hotels or slum-like alleys, any place you point your finger to, there's someone with the same type of blood as you. Plumbers, bankers, men of science, clerks or teachers, dwarfs or giants, makes no difference what they are or do. There's someone with the same type of blood as you. It may be A or AB, maybe B or O. No matter what the type is, sir, there's one thing you should know. Nature has no favorite nation, color, creed, or occupation. Any place you point your finger to, there's someone with the same type of blood as you.
Tom Hoffman. What a great song. I've never heard,
you heard that.
No, I know Michael Cooney. I haven't thought about him
in ages,
and he wrote so many. He collected and sang so many, some comical. I remember, I think, The Man in the Mask was one of his.
That's a, Melvina Reynolds song.
Yeah, and then I'm wondering about this. Did you find the actual album, the B'nai B'rith?
It was on the internet now.
Yeah, I'll bet there's some great.
That's the best song. Actually, that's the best one on there. But
yeah, but it's
Josh White Jr. had another song I've been trying to learn about. Free and Equal Blues, and it says, yeah, melt yourself down in a crucible. What do you got? 300 feet of gas. Is that the same for the upper and lower class? Well, we'll let that pass.
He's,
anyway.
Josh had been here several times, sitting right where you are now. And
really?
I'm just a brilliant man. And, He later in life got really comfortable telling stories about the old man, as he would call him, his dad, and just had a lot of good stories about him. Tom Hoffman is who you heard. Let's make sure you know who else is here. William, have you been playing with Tom for a while these days?
I'm not even sure how long. 20 years?
Something
like that. Tom was my next-door neighbor for a little while over there in Point Breeze.
And the first song we played together was Hobo's Lullaby.
That's right. Yes, I remember that. That was quite a while ago. Yeah. So, yeah, we've been playing together for a long time. And, I've been the Smokestack Lightning group for, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought I recognized you from there.
Yeah.
And David McLaughlin is here. He's the one playing fiddle. And Dave, are you a Smokestacker as well?
I am a Smokestacker, right. We are a seven-piece organization usually. There's only three of us here today.
Organization.
Yes.
Like stated loosely.
Loosely. Yeah.
I think Smokestack Lightning goes back 24 years now.
Wow.
And we've evolved into a group that plays primarily for benefits.
Yeah,
we don't take money. We find an organization that we like to support, and they handle the publicity and provide the venue, and we provide the sound and the music.
Yeah, it's a terrific way to give back.
Absolutely.
And the music, at least in my estimation, is really fitting for cases like that.
Thank you.
Tom, I know you're going to be at the Breezeway home. June 29th, it says here, between 7 and 9 in Point Breeze. And Dave is going to have his fiddle working at a contra dance that also has a waltz. So you're covered. You can do one, the other, or both resting, I guess. And that's at the Avonworth Pavilion.
It's up on Camp Horn Road.
Yeah, it looks like the 22nd.
22nd,
right?
Yeah. I play with a trio with my wife, Deb Byram, and our keyboard player, Dave Stone. We play under the name of Aubergine.
Ah.
And we have been doing French for eggplant, of course, my favorite vegetable. And we have been playing for waltzes, live waltzes that Gay Pfeiffer organizes, and for contra dances. And both, there's a contra dance every third, fourth, and if there is a fifth week of in the month at the Whiteman Community Center. And during the summer months, we play once a month out at the Avonworth Pavilion. And our band, Aubergine, will be providing both the live waltz at 12 and the contra dance at 2 o'clock from 2 to 4:30.
So, Tom, William, did you notice how Dave said French for eggplant, of course? Like, of course, everybody does. Aubergine is French. Ricky, did you know that French for eggplant? Ricky's been studying French. Aubergine, did you? No. Okay. And I'm just teasing. That's a great name for a band, actually. So that date, again, it's June 22nd at the Avonworth Pavilion with Aubergine. That should be a great, I've been to that. That's not far from where I live. That's a great
lovely
setting.
Lovely venue.
Yeah, it's terrific. And
by the way, the thing at Breezeway Home is a fundraiser for Casa San Jose.
An important organization to raise money for right now. We don't have a name for you. We could call you Mini Smokestack Lightning. I
said Smokestack
Light. Smokestack
Light. Oh, Light. Smokestack
Light.
L-I-T-E. Lightning with an O-I-T-E.
Yeah.
Or sometimes Stovepipe Lightning.
Stovepipe. There we go. What would you like to do next?
So this is another song I learned from Michael Cooney. Hoping I can get through this one. It's about the ecology these days. My name is Edwin Crossman and I'm an ecologist. I'm studying the bullfrog now. I also study fish. My group works down at Nogi's Creek in East Ontario. We make extensive measurements to see the species grow. We measure tadpoles, note their weight, and estimate their age. Want to know how many pass through each important stage. But there are few statistics of these facts which I now speak. What happened on the booming ground last year at Nogi's Creek? Tell me, why does the bullfrog begin to go courting? Is it something in the water? Something in the sky? Is the daylight growing longer? River current flowing stronger? Do not ask me, I'm the expert, but I cannot tell you why. Some things we learn by measurement, some things we learn by chance. We've learned that water lily pads are not their favorite plants. The bullfrog is too heavy for to perch upon its leaf. He'd rather something stronger, bushier underneath. He'll set his feet upon the stem as wind and wave go by to catch the food that comes to him, the beetle and the fly. And when the heat of summer comes, each cottage owner wants his 50 feet of waterfront kept clear of tangled plants. Tell me, why does the bullfrog begin to go courting? Is it something in the water? Something in the sky? Is the daylight growing longer? River current flowing stronger? Do not ask me, I'm the expert, but I cannot tell you why. Each spring throughout the provinces, the rivers and the ponds, each male cries his greeting out, each female responds. To us it is a signal that the springtime does arrive. To them it has the meaning, species will survive. In Nogi's Creek we see them meet in shallows by the shore. Gather by the hundreds now, there once were many more. They've named their place of meeting, it's nothing too profound. It's taken from the sound they make and called the booming ground. Tell me, why does the bullfrog begin to go courting? Is it something in the water? Something in the sky? Is the daylight growing longer? River current flowing stronger? Do not ask me, I'm the expert, but I cannot tell you why. Last spring we went to Nogi's Creek in time to see them mate. The sound of males booming let us know we weren't too late. We set out with our cameras, our dip nets, and our pails. Take the yearly census, discovered only males. We spent some days in listening, the sound brought no delight. To hear that male chorus crying out into the night. And when their sound had ended, the earth had lost their sound. We saw the females swimming out to fill the booming ground. Tell me, why does the bullfrog begin to go courting? Is it something in the water, something in the sky? Is the daylight growing longer, river current flowing stronger? Do not ask me, I'm the expert, but I cannot tell you why. Causes lack of synchrony, which sex was wrong, which right? Do males follow temperature? Do females follow light? Is this the fault in nature's plan? Unlikely that does seem. Is this a batch of chemicals someone dumped upstream? Science knows that causes and effects recur again. The things that happen once we find much harder to explain. May not be good science, but I've not the heart to seek another instance of last year's events at Noakes Creek. Tell me, why does the bullfrog begin to go courting? Is it something in the water, something in the sky? Is the daylight growing longer, the river current flowing stronger? Do not ask me, I'm the expert, but I cannot tell you why.
Oh, yeah. That's Tom Hoffman.
Sad story.
You know, I don't know if you saw me on my phone for a minute. I was actually researching that song because I was curious about it. It kind of sounds like something Malvina Reynolds would write, but it was written by
Howard Kaplan.
Yeah,
who's done a whole bunch of songs. He did a song about starfish in 5/4 time.
Oh.
Wow,
I love crooked tunes.
That makes sense.
But it was a true story, and this guy Edwin Crossman was giving a talk, and he was in the room, and he just wrote it into a song.
Well, yeah, and Noakes Creek indeed is it's in Bob Cation, Ontario.
Yeah,
and you can read about it, and the plights of which he speaks are still concerns today. Although the song dates to 1979.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I heard that song. You know, like my dad was a college professor at Union College, and after he died, one of the other professors gave us this little book called "The EE Department at Union College," and
that was New York City, right?
That was Schenectady, New York.
Was tuition free at Union?
I don't think so.
I'm thinking of Cooper's Union. EE Collection, Electrical Engineering, maybe?
Electrical Engineering. So I read this piece by my dad, and I had a picture of him, and it said, sometimes Professor Hoffman would just stop in the middle of what he was doing and recite some long poem. So apparently I come by this somewhat honestly.
Yeah, there you go.
the one they referenced was the one about, I think it's called The Wreck of the Mary Deer, and they rescued some guy from on an island, and it turns out it was like a cannibal thing, and so he was like the captain and the mate and the this and the that.
Oh my gosh.
All of them, yeah.
It's a good memory for Father's Day. Father's Day weekend. I just wanted to mention, if you're joining us, Tom Hoffman is the voice you just heard, in case you happen to tune in. And he's accompanied today by Dave McLaughlin on fiddle, William Cohen on mandolin, and they are, roughly 3/11 of Smokestack Lightning. roughly.
Pie.
Yeah. Pie. That's close to pie.
Something else. 22/7.
Yeah, 3/11 is 22. That is.
Or 3/7.
Yeah. I think you're going to, all of a sudden, we're going to have more class in the studio.
More music.
Yes.
So,
a banjo has made its appearance.
We've all promised not to tell any banjo jokes today.
Yes.
That's right.
I didn't promise that.
I never said that.
What's perfect pitch? That's when you throw a banjo in a dumpster and it hits an accordion. Yeah. This banjo belonged to D.C. Fitzgerald.
Oh, dear.
So I... aforementioned Smokestack Lightning was playing this gig, and we were down at that new thing down in Hazelwood, and it was hot.
Hazelwood Green.
And it was hot. And I had this banjo, and I could not keep it in tune, no matter what I did. And so after the show, I went to the Acoustic Music Works to see my friend Steve Miklas down there on Murray Avenue. Good place to go if you want to spend some money. Walk in there and you get mugged by instruments.
Yeah.
And if you buy an instrument, you get a free hat.
That's right.
As he says, I gave you a free mandolin and a $5,000 hat.
It's also a good place to just hang out.
It is. So I went in there and I said, Steve, I hate my damn banjo. And I want to get a new one. I'm going to buy it from you. And he says, well, I support that. And I said, what you got? And he says, well, I got these carbon fiber banjos that are, you know, electronically made and formed by computers. And you can use them as a canoe paddle if you've a need. Or I have D.C. Fitzgerald's old banjo. And I said, well, Steve, that's not much of a choice, is it?
I'll say. Wow.
So that's what I got. This is this part of it is from 1921, the round part. But it seemed like that was worthy of a song about, this is called Fitz's Banjo. I pulled it from a stone, it rang out G, C, G, C, D. That was how you left it, now it's come to me. For you it was Angeline, maybe that soldier's joy. For me it was a swimming song, wish to the Lord. Spots on Wyatt's handmade fingerboard. They're the ghosts of all your favorite tunes, your songs and your chords. And it's sort of like that old banjo that was only strung with twine. And the only song that it would play was Trouble on My Mind. DC and Fitz's old banjo. Now Casey and Jan and your buddy Bob Beats too. And you'd ride or die in Feeney and the rest of the crew. And at night on my porch, if I listen real hard, I can hear them all singing the Last Call and the Bar. And this one thing I've come to know, still a lot of D.C. and Fitz's old banjo. And I can see by the things that you left in your case, I know what's in your heart, though I don't know your face. Hasta la Victoria, live music is best. And an AFL sticker from a state way out west. And this one thing I've come to know, still a lot of D.C. and Fitz's old banjo. Let's play it once. The ring of fire we're falling into now. It's sure as hell more misery than the law allows. There's a darkness on the edge of town. It's depraved and it's vile. And you warned us when you sang about snakes in the old woodpile.
still a lot of DC and pieces of banjo. Now I'm sure you know Anne's walking a heavenly picket line. This nasty plague has laid John Prine in a box of pine. But you and Kathy missed all that, you're lying side by side. And a little lilac whispers, I will be all right. But you and Kathy missed all that, you're lying side by side. And a little lilac whispers, I will be all right. And this is one thing I've come to know. Still a lot of DC and Fitz's old banjo. Two, three, four.
Into that one.
What a treat that was. You know, Fitz was, well, it won't surprise you to know that Fitz was a good friend of mine. Fitz was a good friend of lots of people, and Kathleen and Nathan, who I knew Nathan better than his other sons, Damon, Che, and Jess. But I can't believe it. We're coming up on 19 years since Fitz passed, and 2006, he was only 61. Yeah. And it occurred to me, it's possible as you listen, you might not know who D.C. Fitzgerald is. The way I describe him, there's a lot of ways I describe him, but one of the ways I describe him to people who don't know him is just about any significant folk musician that might come through town, like Tom Paxton, say, if he needed a guitar player, would say, get me D.C. Fitzgerald. Fitz was legendary in music circles, an amazing finger picker, a beautiful human being, and just his peers really loved him, but so did everybody. No matter what your blood type is, it's hard to do him justice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I wanted to thank Brian Rubicon. He helped me with that. The line about the chorus line, this one thing I've come to know, it's still a lot of DC and Fitz's old manager. Yeah. That was Brian helped me with that.
Well, did you get his case as well? Was it in his?
Yeah, there's all kind of stuff in the case. Like there was a sticker, it said Hasta La Victoria.
Yeah.
There was like a sticker from, I think it was the Nevada AFL-CIO. I just sort of William sort of jokes that there's somebody could do like a doctoral thesis. I think it's probably more like a high school term paper, but I tried to put all sorts of references. There's a lot of DC song titles.
I was thinking therapist notes. There's a lot. No, that song was dense. It had a lot of great memories of Fitz in it.
He's buried right near my house. Like I walk by his where he and Kathy are almost every day. Yeah.
And there is a lilac tree.
There is a lilac tree. I went and checked to make sure I was being accurate.
Where is this?
It's in Homewood Cemetery.
Oh, no, because lived in Edgewood most of his life, I think, or most of his adult life. The Smokestack Lightning Light is who you're listening to. Tom Hoffman singing, Dave McLaughlin and William Cohen backing him up. What did you say, Tom? I'm sorry.
I said listen to Tom Hoffman rant.
Rant. Nah, you're doing great. We're doing fine time-wise.
So we got like two more we could do.
Excellent.
Okay. So this one goes out to my friend Jim Bush. I hope you're listening, Jim. Jim lives out in McKeesport. He's part of there's a group of writers out there that have been writing articles about the McKeesport area. Jim's been going through some rough times, so want to dedicate this to him. My name's Dodge, and you know that. Written on the chart there at the foot end of the bed. They think I'm blind, and I can't read it. I read it every word, and every word it says is death. So confession, is that the reason that you came? Get it off my chest before I check out of the game. Since you mentioned it, well, there's 13 things unnamed, 13 crosses high above cold Missouri waters. August 49, North Montana, hottest day on record, the forest tinder dry, lightning strikes in the mountains. As crew chief at the jump base, I prepared the boys to fly. Pick the drop zone, 47 comes in low. Feel the tap on your leg that tells you go. See the circle of the fire down below. 15 of us dropped above cold Missouri waters. Gauge the fire, I'd seen bigger, so I ordered them to side hill, and we'd fight it from below. We'd have our backs to the river, have it licked by morning, even if we took it slow. But the fire crown jumped a valley just ahead. There was no way down, headed for the ridge instead. Too big to fight it, had to fight that slope instead. Flames one step behind above cold Missouri waters. Sky turned red, smoke was boiling. 200 yards to safety, death was 50 yards behind. I don't know why, I just thought it. Struck a match to waist-high grass, running out of time. Tried to tell them, step into this fire, I said, we can't make it. This is the only chance you'll get. But they cursed me, ran for the rocks above instead. They faced down and prayed above cold Missouri waters. Thank you.
like the phoenix. And were reduced to ashes, there was none but to survive. I stayed that night, one day after, carried bodies to the river, wondering how I'd stayed alive. 13 stations of the cross to mark their fall. I've had my say, I'll confess to nothing more. I'll join them now, those that left me long ago. 13 crosses high above cold Missouri waters. 13 crosses high above cold Missouri shore.
Song about a true tragedy written by James Keelahan. It's nice to hear you do that song.
Yeah. So Dave and I were just messing around with that one day. You know, that's most music set, just messing around. And he said, hey, how about we put this fiddle tune in the middle of it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's called King of the Fairies. I don't know, say anything about it, Dave?
Well, it's actually it's an old, old Irish tune. It's a three-part tune, but we just put the first two parts in there.
Yeah, it fits in there very nicely. It juxtaposing. I mean, it's a sad song, but it juxtaposes with that mood in kind of a nice way.
And it was the first time that somebody had created an escape fire. They were trapped, they couldn't get out, so they set a fire around them to create a zone that had no burnable fuel, and they would hunker down inside of that and let the forest fire pass them over and hope they survived. It's now become part of standard National Forest Service protocol to teach escape fire.
I didn't know that. That's fascinating. Well, hopefully it was heard. What was the name of the person in McKeesport you were hoping to...
Oh, Jim Bush.
Hopefully,
yeah,
Jim.
My buddy Jim Bush. I hope you're out there, Jim. Hope you're doing okay.
Well, we have a big presence with WMCK.FM in McKeesport, carrying SLB, so hopefully he's there. This is so nice to have you guys. I know you've got one more song.
This is really great. Really want to thank you, and especially thanks to the engineers who did all the sound stuff.
Yeah, Ellis.
Much appreciated.
Yeah, Ellis Storm
great.
And Chad Green.
Every time we come here, they're like great.
And I just mentioned you're going to be at the Breezeway home.
Yeah, it's on Reynolds
Street. On Reynolds Street.
Right.
June 29th from 7 to 9.
And the title of that is How Can We Keep From Singing? So if you come, which I hope you will, be prepared to sing all night. I'm not going to be performing as such, more like leading people in all my favorite chorus songs. So,
wow. Excellent. Then there's a waltz and contra dance that Dave McLaughlin and his group, Aubergine, which is French for eggplant, of course.
Eggplant.
Yeah. Which is French for eggplant, at Avonworth Pavilion, June 22nd, from noon to 4:30.
The waltz will be from 12 to 1, and then there will be a half-an-hour break, and then at from 2 to 4:30 will be the contra dance. And
excellent.
It will be a called dance, and if you haven't contra dance before, that there will be a caller that will be teaching the dances for complete beginners. It's a lot of fun.
And pro tip, don't use emoticons when you're telling people about these shows.
I was going to say, William, you got nothing coming up, it looks like.
If you text Aubergine, it brings up the little eggplant icon on your phone, and that has other meanings for some people.
Yeah, I could see that.
We actually had to decide whether we wanted to change the name of the band.
I love
eggplant. We learned about that.
I would just...
William's going sailing a week from Friday. If anybody wants to join him,
But I don't have any musical gigs lined up.
You can sing shanties.
Got some travel and stuff like that. When I get back, we'll sort something out. I guess Smokestack has got some sort of gig, but October or something maybe. Far off, I don't even really know what or where it is. So
yeah, that's like a whole another season away.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here today. And I know you got one to close out.
So this goes out to all the people who are going to be out in the streets this afternoon. I read this book called This Changes Everything by Naomi Klein. And it was about the
the climate crisis, and she, her thesis was basically, well, the climate crisis could bring all the movements that are all hither, thither, and yon into one big movement. It doesn't seem to have worked out that way, but I thought, well, seems like a good idea, and I would write a, since the book is a couple inches thick, thought maybe if I wrote a song, a little shorter.
Like that more accessible.
More accessible, right, yeah. So this is called Voting with Our Feet. Goes like this. Whoops. Mary serves you burgers at McDonald's down the street. They said they wouldn't pay her right, so she's voting with her feet. Takes $15 an hour, so both my kids can eat. Well, you can keep your goddamn Happy Meal. Look for me in the street. Well, pacified,
we will not be.
Oh, bought and sold,
that's not for me.
Oh, turned around,
oh, can't you see?
Oh, we will not be.
We will not be.
We will not be denied. Now, Molly's high school teacher said there's rising worldwide heat. She said my future's getting scorched. She's voting with her feet. She kissed her mom and hugged her dad and grabbed that Greyhound seat. And with half a million closest friends, shut down New York streets. Well, pacified,
we will not be.
Oh, bought and sold,
that's not for me.
Oh, turned around,
oh, can't you see?
Oh, we will not be.
We will not be.
We will not be denied. Play it on the fiddle. Work Dan guards you from a little metal seat. But his kids, they don't have health care, so he's voting with his feet. Well, watch your back, well, that's fine with me, but my kids, they gotta eat. So from Mellon 1 to PPG, guards are taken to the streets. Well, pacified,
we will not be.
Oh, bought and sold,
that's not for me.
Oh, turned around,
oh, can't you see?
Oh, we will not be.
We will not be.
We will not be denied. Now Larry mops the hallways at the UPMC. They treat him like the dirty clean, so he's voting with his feet. They try to bribe and Larry smiles, but you sow, so shall you reap. Now 1,000 healthcare workers, they're all marching in the street. Well, pacified,
we will not be.
Oh, bought and sold,
that's not for me.
Oh, turned around,
oh, can't you see?
Oh, we will not be.
We will not be.
We will not be. Didn't play it on the mandolin this time. This is the denouement of the whole song, sort of the punchline, as it were. Well, this country is a melting pot, that's what our teachers preach. But the scum keeps rising to the tops, we're voting with our feet. Well, it's getting hot at the bottom of the pot, so get up out of your seat. And Larry, Danny, Molly, and Mary gonna meet you in the street. Well, pacified,
we will not be.
Oh, bought and sold,
that's not for me.
Oh, turned around,
oh, can't you see?
We will not be.
We will not be.
We will not be denied.
Thank you to Tom Hoffman, Dave McLaughlin, and William Cohen, members of Smokestack Lightning.
You know something, Dickie?
What?
I had to grow up to be like my old man. How about that?
I think that's a very fine ambition for a young man to grow up to be like his father.
Right.
Depending on what his father does, though.
My father did a lot of things. My father did many things. He went around doing a lot of things.
My old man's a sailor. What do you think about that? He wears a sailor's collar. He wears a sailor's hat. He wears a sailor's ring.
Wayne Cody wears a sailor's shoes, and every Saturday evening he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be a sailor the same as my old man. My old man's an anthropologist, what do you think about that? He wears an anthropologist collar, he wears an anthropologist hat. He wears an anthropologist raincoat, he wears anthropologist shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be an anthropologist the same as my old man.
My old man's refrigerator repairman, what do you think about that? He wears a refrigerator repairman's collar, he wears a refrigerator repairman's hat, he wears a refrigerator repairman's raincoat, he wears a refrigerator shoes, and every Saturday evening he reads the Playboy.
If I can,
pretty sharp with it.
I tell you, Tommy, you're
things like that.
You're very glib.
Certainly do.
Well, here, I'll tell you what my old man does. My old man's a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker. What do you think about that?
You better not make a mistake.
Hope not. He wears a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker's collar. He wears a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker's hat. He wears a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker's raincoat. He wears a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker's shoes. And
you're lucky.
Every Saturday evening, he reads the cotton picking news. And someday, if I can, to be a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker, the same as my old man.
The Smothers Brothers. As we get ready to close out today's Saturday Light Brigade. And thanks again to Tom Hoffman, Dave McLaughlin, and William Cohen for the live music in our last segment. Giselle Silva for sharing her story called Our Hiding Place. Also, thanks to Lily, Magnolia, Eliza, and Kelly for representing South Park Theater as ambassadors. And Oria Uran of Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank with information about the Summer Youth Cafe program for being with us this morning. Don't forget to make a note that you can join us June 24th from 4 to 6 o'clock as we have an open house and celebrate our Remake Learning Day's Youth Ambassadors. Everything's free. You can just pop in for some food and a tour of the studios we're in right now, as well as our Youth Media Center at tinyurl.com/RLD Ambassadors 2025. That is where you can RSVP and get more details. tinyurl.com/RLD Ambassadors 2025. Ty Cherosky books our program. Joseph Kukula manages the Youth Ambassadors. Everything's free. You can just pop in for some food and a tour of the studios we're in right now, as well as our Youth Media Center at tinyurl.com/RLD the Ambassadors 2025. That is where you can RSVP and get more details. tinyurl.com/RLDAmbassadors2025. Ty Cherosky books our program. Joseph Kukula manages the Youth Media Center, working within it. Ben Rutkowski, Megan Valley, Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Alex Bennett, and Lila George. Deanna Berenger is our director of programs. Chad Green is our technical director, technical associate. Ella Storm. Monet West is working with us as an intern and also working in our youth media center. Ricky Berger manages me. We'll meet you next week here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. We'll be right back.